In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Hello, everyone. Goodness me. What a quiet lot you are on a Sunday afternoon. You're all ready for your beds. Well, it's fantastic to see you all here. My name is Rich, and I'm one of the helpers, the vicar's little helpers here at St. Mary's Cogs. And I'm really, really excited to be here to talk to you all about Chris Dingle. And can I see a show of hands? Anyone who has been to a Chris Dingle service before, can you put your hand up so I can see who might have been to one of these before and knows a little bit of what it's like and what it's about? Okay, good. Thank you. Now, I wonder who is excited about Christmas? Oh, not as many. Not as many people. Oh, no. Can someone shout out one thing you're excited and looking forward to about Christmas? Presents. Yeah, always going to be the first one. Presents. Anyone else? I did hear Jesus back there somewhere. Oh, that's good. All right, great. Thank you. Now, I would like you all to sit really quietly now.
Excuse me. Sorry. Hello. Excuse me.
Oh, hang on.
I heard there's a Chris Dingle service going on. You need an orange.
Okay. I was just about to teach the children all about Chris Dingle, and you're kind of interrupting.
Ooh.
But okay, we do need oranges. But you can't just come in here dressed in like a normal orange. Where's all your gear? Where's your nice red ribbon? Where are your sticks with sweets on? Where's your light that shines brightly so everyone can see? You can't just come here like a normal orange.
Well, no one said anything about dressing up to me. I just dropped off my tree and came over here. So what kind of stuff do I need? Can you explain it all for me?
Well, yeah. Well, I think we've got some spare bits and pieces, but I'm going to need some help to try and dress Maddie the orange up as a proper Chris Dingle orange. Maddie, do you want to come up on the stage so everyone can see? I'm going to need some help. So I need maybe two people. Can you put your hands up? Let's have Ben. Do you want to come and help? And yes, you've ran forward, so you're very keen. Do you want to come and help? Thank you. What's your name?
Andrew.
Andrew, do you want to come up on the stage? Okay. So, for a proper Chris Dingle orange, there are some very important bits. So, the first thing we need is... oh, thank you, Simon. Yeah, let's move the candles out of the way. Right. Can you try and put that over Maddie's head? So we need a big red ribbon. Oh, is it going to fit? She's quite a big orange. Goodness me. Okay, there we go. Very good. Right, now, in case you didn't know, the red ribbon is to remind us that God so loved the world, and the orange is meant to be like a world, okay? So, Maddie, you're the world. God so loved the world that he made it, but he sent his son, Jesus, to die for us because he loved us so much. And this red ribbon is to remind us about his blood that he shed for us on the cross. So we know, firstly, that God made the world and that he loved the world because of that red ribbon. The second thing is, God has given us amazing gifts, like sweets, like chocolate, like fruit. And on your Christingle oranges, there are going to be some sticks with sweets and fruit on. And they're to remind us that God has given us amazing things to enjoy whilst we live on this world. So I've got some sticks. Do you want to get one of those sticks, each of you? That's it. You'll just get the sticks for now. That's it. Bring the sticks and give one to Maddie in one hand and one to the other hand. Okay, very good. Right, and now we need some things on the end of these sticks, don't we? Do you want to get some fruit out of that bucket? Very good, right. Now see if you can, stick them on. Whee, well done. And a pineapple on the other. Now, very important, children, okay, when you get given your Christingle orange, there will be some sweeties. And it's very important. The main rule is you need to give those sweeties to your daddy, okay? You must not eat them yourself. You must give them to your daddy. Very important. Now, okay, so we've got our sticks with our fruit on. We've got our red ribbon, tinsely ribbon, to remind us that God loved the world, that he sent Jesus to die for us, and he's given us wonderful things to enjoy, lovely fruit. Okay, and finally, where's your candle? No, we need a candle. Now this is going to be tricky because we can't just stick a candle on Maddie's head, can we? But we do have a candle here, and we're just going to pretend that it's a light, okay? Because it can be a bit dangerous if I put it on her head, wouldn't it? But Jesus, the Bible says, is the light of the world. That's why we have this candle on top of the orange. To remind us that Jesus is the light in the darkness. Now, I don't know whether you are scared of the dark. Is anyone here scared of the dark? I bet there's more of you that are scared in the dark than putting your hands up. I'm scared of the dark, you know. And Jesus is the light of the world. And so that is good news for us, because if we're scared of the dark, when Jesus comes into our life, he lights up the room and the darkness has to go away. Because where there's light, the darkness can't stay. Now, is that good news, Maddie, or not?
When it gets dark on the Christmas tree, I get my mother orange to put the lights on so that it's not too dark.
Yeah, it's good. That's why we have lights on our Christmas tree, because the oranges get scared. Did you know that? Now, sometimes when I walk to church, especially at night time, there's no lights on out there. When you came down, I don't know whether there were any lights on, but sometimes there's no lights on. And I'll be honest, I do get a bit scared, because I don't know what's going to be down here at the end. But you know what? As soon as I come in, what's the first thing I do? I turn the lights on, yes, because where there's light, the darkness goes, and then I'm not scared anymore. Now, this is something for grown-ups. Sometimes, we might not be scared of the dark, but we do have dark times in our life. Some of us get sad when we lose someone we love, or maybe we lose our job, or maybe we just feel like we're always sad and we can't be happy. And you know, Jesus is the light of the world, and he can light up those dark places. And he has, from what I know, he has lit up my life, and I don't need to be scared anymore, and I don't need to be sad anymore. And it's a wonderful thing to let Jesus in. Now, we have a slide that might come up, hopefully. Yeah, I don't know if you can see that, but it's a picture of Jesus. And he's holding in his hand a lantern. And he's knocking on a door. And you know what? Behind that door could be you or me. But there's no handle on that side of the door that Jesus is on, because we have to open it. And Jesus is knocking on your door. And if you would like to let Jesus in and let his light into your life, then we would love to help you do that. And we've got some booklets here, which is called Why Jesus. And if you are interested in finding out more about Jesus and his light, then I encourage you at the end of the service, we'll be handing some of these out, and you're really welcome to take one. Or if you'd just like to find out a bit more about what all this stuff is about and you don't want to read a booklet, you can come next week, and we have two carol services, one at 5:30 and one at 7:30 in here, and Simon will be sharing more about this Jesus who brings light and hope into our darkness. Thank you very much for your help, and Maddie, thank you for coming and saving our Chris Dingle service.
You're
it's
welcome.
Been so great having a life-size orange. Give her a round of applause, will you?
Do you want to pop them back in the... There we go.
Now the team are going to bring round the Chris Dingles. Now, I have to say, don't worry, Maddie, I haven't got a picture to go on Facebook or anything, but I have. I reckon we've got the biggest Chris Dingle in the country here today, so that was great. Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Maddie. Now, the Chris Dingles are coming round. They're going to be brought to you, and then someone is going to follow round lighting them as well. And once you've got your Chris Dingle, if you can stay very still with it. And we've got plenty of Chris Dingles. I think there's probably enough for mums and dads as well. We made about 1,000, I think, on Friday night. Or at least that's what it felt like. So don't be shy. We've got plenty of Chris Dingles. And if you find the one with all raisins on, that's the one I made. If you find the one with all sweets on, that's the one Eddie Lyle made. Has everyone got a Chris Dingle? Do we need, anybody else need a Chris Dingle? Everyone got one? So I'm just going to pray a prayer for us, and then we're going to sing together. We're going to sing Away in a Manger together. Holy Jesus, by being born one of us and lying humbly in a manger, you show us how much God loves the world. Let the light of your love always shine in our hearts until we reach our home in heaven and see you on your throne of glory. Amen. That was wonderful, and it looks really beautiful from here, looking out at the church. On three, we're all going to blow out our candles together. So one, two, three. Wonderful. And let's sing our final song, Joseph, Mary... Which one is it? Oh, no. In a Stable Cold. I forgot which one it was. In a Stable Cold. Rachel, lead on. But God of glory, you nourish us with your word, which is the bread of life. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that through us the light of your glory may shine in all the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.